everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few.
Downtown at a railway station.
Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car. And I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just got to call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what is going on? It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
It is good to have you. Craig behind the glass today, our engineer, Bo Morgan producing the show.
That's right.
I hope that you are getting some Hey Man L, not only for this weekend, Mike, but for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, man, we're doing Thanksgiving at Fireman Ken's. We do like this, all these like expatriate New Yorkers have been down here for years. Fireman Ken, Bob the Cop. And the whole family. And we already got cases of a Hey Man already stocked up for Thanksgiving. Because, again, guys, try not to pass out from turkey because Falcons, Saints, hopefully it'll be meaning something. But that game becomes less meaningful if we can't get it done against the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's why this weekend against the Cowboys is the biggest
game of the season and stuff.
You blew that again.
I'll do it again.
The biggest game of the season. Yes, it is. The Cowboy game is
the biggest game of the season. Now, you said year that time. It's our version of rock, paper, scissors.
You guys get the point, right, Bo? You get where we're coming from.
We do. I blame Craig, because Craig should be hitting the button for you guys, and he's not. He's just not hitting that button.
Oh, well, you know, he does have it in the system. Right. As we like to say, it's readily available to him. Either way, Mike Bell, you're right. Back to the Thanksgiving thing, though. Stock up, guys, and send your pictures to us. We'd love to retweet those and give you some love.
And I know you're the gourmet man.
Well, yes, I am.
Well, last year I brought lobster tails as appetizers for Thanksgiving. This year, going to change it up. I just ordered it today. Joe Stonecraft down in Miami.
I hate you.
So we're going to bring a big old bunch of, because that's easier.
So good.
Because last time I found myself on the grill all day out at Kenny's house. Kenny's like, you need a beer or anything? I'm freezing my butt off. Everyone's inside. I'm making lobster tails. Not this year, pal.
It's so good. I remember when I took the family down there, and we were like, Michelle's complaining because I'm like, we need to be there early. We've got to get in line. We've got to get our name on the list. And she's like, I'm not going anywhere to a restaurant at 4:30. I'm like, we got to be down here. So we literally are cruising South Beach. And my daughter's like, what is the big deal? So we get there at like 4:30, put our name on a list. Literally, by the time this restaurant opened, I think it opened at 5.
Right.
Was hundreds of people waiting for tables already.
No joke.
It was unreal. We're talking about Joe's, where Mike ordered those the crab.
I mean, we don't make any money off this. I'm just sharing it.
It ain't
cheap, guys. I can tell you that. But if you do, you can go online to Joe Stone Crab. And if you want to get that as something funky, as a nice something different.
So good.
If not for Thanksgiving, for Christmas. But, yeah, man, anybody who's been down there, they know it's that good.
It was funny because the guy, they had an older black gentleman calling names.
Yeah.
Johnson.
One time. And if you didn't show up, moving on.
And that dude has been there for about 30 years, as long as Joe's has been around.
Yeah.
Last time we were there, we got in, like, lickety-split, because Drunk Larry's friends with Hank Goldberg. Remember the handicapper?
He's down there all the time.
So Hank's 100-year-old butt drags in the lobby, and we just get in his wake and go right in.
Anyways, guys, good spot. We're talking about, getting you ready for Thanksgiving with Hey Man L. If you want to know all the locations, go to our Twitter. It's 929 The Game is the station. But follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and follow the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. We had Mike Fisher on yesterday, Cowboy Insider, and he gave us some really good information. But here's what you really need to know about these Cowboys guys, and we're going to talk plenty about it today. As we mentioned, coming up a little bit later on, we're going to talk to president of our Atlanta Falcons. He is Rich McKay, coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, and we'll get his thoughts on a variety of things as well. But this defense, and you've been saying this now for probably the last 5 days, even prior to us playing the Cowboys, they're really good. And I think this is one of those underrated defenses, Mike, because when you watch the Cowboys, you go, well, they're not playing great.
Right.
But defensively and statistically, guys, they're really good. Total defense, 7th overall. Rush defense is eighth in the league, and they're giving up 96 yards, so just under 100. But they've been better than that in recent weeks. And then ninth pass defense. So top 10 all the way around when you talk about what kind of defense we're going to see on Sunday.
And that's the thing. I thought it was going to be a high-scoring game. D led yesterday. D Orlando led better from the AJC. He thinks it's going to be a grinder where they're going to try to just beat us upside the head with Ezekiel Elliott and the run game. I mean, how much of a factor would Amari Cooper be? Because once you get past him, it's all those guys, especially if you're a fantasy owner. You know all these guys from the Cowboys. You don't put up any numbers. Like Cole Beasley, 6, 2, 3, 6. You know what I mean? It's not exactly a lot of points. They're going to try to do it in the run game. And, of course, as we said yesterday, Zeke can also catch the ball out of the backfield.
Yeah, and listen, I am concerned about Zeke. There's no doubt. But I think the mindset of seeing what these guys were talking about yesterday, everybody in that locker room knows that's where it starts. That's where it finishes. If you're able to maintain him, you're not going to completely shut him down. But, you know, you can't let him have 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. But, Mike, then a lot of pressure, you know, transitions to the quarterback. And how good do you think Dak is? Where is Dak Prescott right now in his career? The great rookie year, was that an anomaly? Was that just, you know, circumstance? Is he good enough to put a team on his back and carry them like we're seeing with the Seahawks, even though they're, you know, they're not a great record? But when you watch the Seahawks, it's obvious how good Russell Wilson is and how good, you know, he's been for that football team. Is Dak that guy?
Well, one thing we did learn talking to your buddy from Dallas, and I mean, I always knew there was a bit of dysfunction with Jerry running the show. If he wants to validate his decision to draft Dak, then Dak's not going anywhere. You know, I mean, it's one thing if you've got a general manager and a coach, and it just seems like everybody in that, and we've always said it, but he kind of confirmed what we've always thought. Everyone acquiesces to what Jerry wants. So that's why Jason Garrett's been able to keep his job as long as he has. And to be quite honest, I don't think the Cowboys ever win another championship as long as Jerry. Now, well, from what I learned yesterday, I kind of assumed it. Now I know it to be true.
Yeah, I know that, you know, a lot of folks would hope that Jerry would just kind of pass the reins on to Steven. But that's not going to happen for as long as he's alive. I think Mike Fisher said that'll happen when they put a tag on his toe, is the right phrase he used. So that's not coming from us. That's coming from his own family members. Hey, it is Dukes and Bell. Hit us up, 404-741-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We got a lot to get to. I got to start the show, though, today by saying this as we get into this Falcon conversation. Just want to shift it for just 2 seconds. We must get to Zion. Did you see these highlights last night?
Dude, I've got them.
Holy.
I've got Duke. I hate, you know, I'm not a big, I don't hate. We respect them, but, you know, because the fans are so nerdy and they have that sense of entitlement because they're so good. But I've got Duke now on my DVR. It's must-see TV. RJ Barrett. Again, if you want to get that Splash Brothers element, that's one thing. But Zion, I mean, this is like, we're talking like Daryl Dawkins type dunks now that he's throwing down.
I remember briefly, because again, we're talking the early 80s. I mean, I'm young. But I remember seeing those highlights of Michael Jordan in college. And I was just getting into college basketball. And there was like this, did he just cuff the ball and dunk it?
Right.
Last night, there were a couple of highlights from Zion. One was an alley-oop. Mike, I swear to God, his head was at the top of the backboard. He caught this ball, and literally, it was almost like we said. He put a dollar on the top of the backboard, took the dollar off, and left four quarters. Then he slam dunks it. There was another breakaway where he gets a ball. Guys, he brings it back to his – I don't even know where it was.
I mean, it was below his waist. It looked like it in midair, the way he threw it down.
Unbelievable. And I'm thinking to myself, now, you're going, well, Duke's whoop-de-doo, he can dunk. Guys. What are we clamoring for? What have we been saying we want? Yeah, I love Trey and I want to shoot threes, but we need excitement. This is why, and Mike, he's got a man body already. Right. The kid's 19 or whatever. This is the guy
for
me. But
the thing was, back in the day, we used to say, hey, you know what? Josh Smith, local kid, it'll be fun because, you know, he's got that above the rim kind of game. But I always said maybe 1 year of college would help him with a little bit of polish, a little bit of discipline, and maybe learning what a good shot was from a bad shot, which he never did. I just think this guy is the kind of dude that you want to go down and see. Now, yes, we want to win championships. We don't want to be just about, you know, highlight reels.
Well, that too.
But if you want to be back like the old vibe of the Omni, and I've heard stories. I used to work with Bo Bach, who's been in Atlanta sports for like 30 years. And Bo used to tell me, when it was cooking at the Omni with Neek, you know what I mean? That's what you want to see when you come down there. And every night you're going to see a highlight. Every night you've got that ooh and ah. So that's part of it. So and
he's transformative too.
Three guys on Duke, you can't go wrong with any. Actually, four you could argue, but true. Yeah, RJ Barrett and Zion would be a perfect fit.
He's a transformative guy too. We live now in a world, whether it's high school, college, or the professional ranks, and I say this, positionless basketball.
Right.
My 6'8 guy can post, but he can also run the break. Okay. He can drop a bounce pass, but he can also go above the rim. That's the world we live in now. That's why Golden State is so tough to guard in the NBA. I mean, that's part of it. And you know, you don't traditionally draft just a center. DeAndre Ayton's going to be great, but guess what? He shoots the ball well. So does this kid. So I just, Mike, I saw those highlights last night, and it just took me back to those Jordan days, you know, Dr. Duncanstein, all those great college players that we watched, and you went, did he just...
Yeah, and the kid, as you said, it's not even like he's got to grow into his body. Like, who was the kid a couple of years ago that went to the Lakers from Duke? Was that Ingram?
Yeah.
And he had like the
– No, it wasn't Ingram. It was
I'm thinking of the kid's name. But he was like – he's built like a pipe cleaner. I saw when Duke played Georgia Tech, and the dude was so skinny. I'm like, well, wait a minute. He's got to grow into his body. In the case of Zion Williamson, the kid is ready to go. So, I mean, there's so many things, and again, long, long way to go. But if we can continue to cover the spread, Carl, while Trae Young and everyone else learns valuable NBA lessons, and we can stay in that top three spot.
It was Ingram, Brandon Ingram?
Yeah. Was it Brandon Ingram?
Yeah, because he's linked. Yeah, his length.
Because he had length, but he just looked, you know, he's always going to get pushed around. He's kind of skinny. But there's so many things to be excited about, again, in the future. Now, in the meantime, Carl, as you always say, we got a great building. You know, get a cocktail, have some fun. It's a scene while the team gets better.
See you in the social area. How's that? Right. In the meantime, I must get to Zion. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. We got plenty to get to. Headlines coming up. Hawks back in action, by the way. And we got to talk about this Georgia Tech game. There are not a lot of great games on the schedule for Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia Tech actually has one that matters, especially if they want to put themselves in a much better position as far as the bowl rankings or standings go. But UGA, UMass, we'll get into that as well. And I know, you know, we've talked about this. I thought the Mets might try to sell everybody off. We talked about DeGrom maybe coming to the Braves, Mike. Wins the NL Cy Young. It hit late yesterday in the show. But just your thoughts on DeGrom. Because the Mets, to me, they hire a new GM, but I still think they're a mess.
Now, again, he didn't get the run support. Kind of reminds you of the days when Tom Glavine went up to New York and took the money. Don't blame Tommy for doing that. But they never gave him the run support. The guy was money. And, again, it's all now about the numbers and the stats, which I know some people don't like. But there's already been a precedent set. We had a Seattle pitcher. King Felix went with 13 wins. So everyone who knows baseball knows this guy is the man. You put this guy in the Yankees or the Astros, he's got 20 wins.
Find out what our defensive coordinator, Marquand Manuel, has to say about how the Falcons are practicing as they prepare for the Cowboys. You'll hear it next.
Kind of a high flyer before the
look out! Look at this. I mean, this is like stuff that happens at Cape Canaveral.
Yep. I have to get Zion.
It is Dukes and Bell. I don't know if you remember this jam or not. Maybe you do. It's been sampled like 8 million times over the years and other you know, groups and genres of music.
Well, Nile Rodgers just an amazing bass line, by the way. But when Chic opened up for Duran Duran a couple years back at the old Phillips, they did a whole bunch of the old stuff, and it was so cool to hear it. I can listen to this bass line all day long. It takes me back to like roller skating and Astro State.
That's exactly what it is.
So I told Craig, you know, so gray, another crappy day. Let's have a little throwback Thursday action today, man.
Listen, I'm always down for throwback. I told you guys, I think you were out that day. Mm-hmm. We actually had a game winner. I was in the car and something came on and I was like, oh! Right. And we talked about that song that comes on where you just can't turn it down, or whether it's on your playlist and you're like, that takes me back. So I'm all about it. Hey, it is Dukes and Bell, guys. Happy Thursday. The only other thing I wish, and unless you're on the road right now on I-20 or 75 or 85 or 285, bow your head. Weather gods, please move this weather out, please.
It's just another. Now, at least today it was like cold but humid. That's always a nice combination, so I'm nice and sweaty by the time I get to work because I'm bundled up. But, yeah, man, it's been just funky. We need some sun, man. And, again, for dog fans making the trek out to watch UMass, or certainly for Georgia Tech and UVA, hopefully we'll get back to some nice crisp fall weather with some sun in the mix.
All right. Hopefully. Weather gods.
62 on Saturday, weatherman Squidbilly said.
Yeah, it's supposed to clear out, right? It's supposed to clear out and be nice.
Carl, we got him low pressure, over Dalton, barometric pressure.
That's all I want, man. I got to be a week of this. I don't know how you folks from Cleveland or Detroit, all right, or anywhere else in the Midwest do this. I don't get it. I would have left years ago. And most of them did. They're down here now.
I had a third cup of coffee. They just get my butt in gear today, man. I'm sitting here like that. Felt like Sour Bill. Remember, was that Wreck-It Ralph?
Oh, another cloudy day.
But, yeah, let's hope that this does break. Because, yeah, now you know why they have a high suicide rate in Scandinavia and places like Seattle.
Yeah.
You've seen Wreck-It Ralph?
Yes.
Awesome.
I didn't think he'd seen Wreck-It Ralph.
I'm a child. Anything with animation. My wife's like, really? We have to go see this in the theater? Yes.
Oh, yeah. It comes on Thanksgiving. Yes.
He's actually come to me at times. And I'll give you an example. The Lego movie, he came to me before I went to say, have you seen the Lego movie? It's hilarious. I'm like, really?
Honestly, you could argue the Lego Batman movie is better than any of the Ben Affleck Batman movies, to be quite honest with you.
All right, man. Hey, hit us up, 404-741-0929. We're going to talk about the Packers and Seattle game tonight. I'll just pose this question for you, and then we'll get into this in about 20 minutes. Who do you want to win? Understand that Green Bay currently sits in front of us in the standings because that tie, okay? Mm-hmm. Seattle is right behind us. We need to get to that sixth spot if we're talking about the playoffs. Tonight is really an elimination game. But if you think of it this way, and I'll leave this with you before we get to some headlines. Green Bay, guys, we play them in a couple of weeks. So you're going to have a chance to have a head-to-head win against Green Bay. Of course, that game's at Lambeau, and that's on December 9th. Seattle we don't see, but do you want Seattle to win and then maybe gain on us? Because, again, you have no control over how their schedule is going to play out. You do a little bit with Green Bay.
Yeah, so then again, if Green Bay wins and then they beat us, then we're really dead meat. But then again, we have the option of beating them and putting them to bed. And there's a lot of ways to look at it. You know, certainly Green Bay, they're a team which their defense, actually, by the way, their defense is a little underrated too, very quietly kind of jumping up in some of the categories into like the top 12. But they finally they found their run game now, right? Because they remember Montgomery, and that was working out for years. They had number 88 running the ball. But I think they figured it out. But certainly, guys, this game tonight, I just want to see – you know what? I want to see Seattle win. I know even though you made the logic for the Packers, I want to see Seattle get the Packers out of our way.
Okay.
You know? Because, I mean –
That helps us.
Right.
It does. And
we own tiebreakers in the conference over Seattle. They'll get a conference win over the Packers.
And that's the thing. So that's why, honestly, you could go either way with this tonight, but we gotta kind of root for the team that's going to help us the most. Seattle beating Green Bay probably helps us the most.
Right. No, none of this means jack if, obviously, we can't beat the Cowboys. But, you know, they're feeling a little bit better now about I guess they're feeling better about Aaron Jones. Certainly, he had a 145-yard game against the Dolphins when they won up at Lambeau last week. I think that's only his third 100-yard game, but that's the guy they're kind of, you know, betting on the come is going to be able to take some of the pressure off Aaron Rodgers. And then, you know, Jimmy Graham's actually done a nice job for them so far this year when he's healthy.
He has. We're going to get more into that coming up right now, though. Craig, let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
All right, let's hear from our defensive coordinator, Marquand Manuel. Mike, we heard this a lot yesterday. Championship week. Okay, what's that mean? Practice like a champion. Okay, what's that mean? Means play like a champion.
Practice like a champion?
I guess so.
Wednesday was an awesome day. I told the guys just now, actually, that's a championship practice. That is how you practice. You practice with the effort and intent that I don't know what play is going to be. I have to give it everything, every single play, every single day. That way I never have to turn it on and off.
Okay.
Hey, man, I'm down with that.
Coach has got me kind of
kind of geeked. We've talked about this earlier this summer.
All right.
We were up in Flowery Branch. Marquand, don't play, man. Marquand has a bit of an Allen Iverson accent.
Don't amp me up,
you know,
Coach.
But Marvin is, I mean, Dan wants intense guys. You know, we talked about how intense Bruce Irvin is. And if you missed the conversation with Rick and John, we're going to play some of that for you as well. But, I mean, all right, just go get it, man. I mean, like, the slogans all sound nifty until, you know, you do what you did against Cleveland. And it kind of gets the fans going, what does that mean?
Can I hear Marquand again real quick? Can I get Marquand again?
Championship style practice.
Yeah, I need championship practice is what he said.
Wednesday was an awesome day. I told the guys just now, actually, that's a championship practice. That is how you practice. You practice with the effort and intent that I don't know what play is going to be. I have to give it everything, every single play. Every single day. That way I never have to turn it on and off.
What if
every single play, every single day, in every other way?
Okay. All right, Nas. Okay. What if the Browns game woke us up? Am I dreaming? Is that a stretch? What if the Browns game was the catalyst, Mike, for us to go, all right, and I say this because I think the urgency was there, knowing if they lost to the Bucs or New York or the Redskins, it was pretty much a wrap. Now we kind of get back to that with this Cowboy game. But what if the Browns game was like, it was evident on the film. The effort wasn't there, the execution, all the things we talk about.
Well, I mean, you could argue, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Bo Morgan, our producer, brought it up. I thought, you know, the Kansas City game last year, remember 16, 2 years ago, the championship season, which should have been. That's when was it Eric Berry had the pick two and the pick six. So that's a game where I think they kind of looked in the mirror and came back with, again, a very young defense. They're as good as they can only hope to be that year, Carl. Now this year we got an offense which is toting you could argue other than the run game. We're not really doing the run game like we should. But we certainly know that Matt Ryan's capable of doing it. It's really back on the defense. Defense cannot allow guys to run open the way Nick Chubb did and hope that Ezekiel Elliott won't be able to do the same.
It is Dukes and Bell. It's our headlines, guys. Let's hear from Brian Snicker, or his nickname, Manager of the Year, as he talked about being excited for what's coming.
I'm excited to get to spring training, and you look at the 60 guys we got or whatever and see who's on that list, you know, because I know it won't stop then even. You know, we'll still can. I know this is the way I know these guys, the way they were. We're going to continue now for the next year to continue to try and make this team better.
We talked about it. Pressure, I'm not going to say is on, but there's a different expectation, guys. We just went to the playoffs. Whether we were a year ahead of schedule or not, wait till Cobb, as Mike and I used to say a couple of years ago.
Right.
Well, that wait is over. I mean, we're in Cobb, we're in New SunTrust, and we're in the playoffs. So now you have to see how do you enhance this team, and that's really the task for our Braves as we move forward. Kirby Smart and the Dogs, Mike, getting ready for a tough, tough UMass team on – okay. Getting ready for UMass. Here's Kirby.
4-7.
I put just as much emphasis in practice as I do in the game. So, see how the game goes. If guys get to play, they get to play. And I'm really focused on how we can get better, like get younger players better so they can help us down the road.
Yeah, I hear you, Coach. I'm not buying it, but I hear you.
So, you're saying there's no way to hype this UMass game? Is that what you're telling me?
You know, Carl, can I call it Carl?
Yeah.
UMass's team, they're the Minutemen. You know, remember the Revolutionary War? You know how quick they got ready? In a minute.
In a minute, yeah.
And I think there's a lesson to be learned there for dog fans.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what it is, but that's who we're playing, because we go give them a check for about $700,000, and they come down here and they take their whooping, and they go back there in a minute.
Yeah, listen, I've looked at the info. I've tried to analyze how UMass could beat the Dogs. It's not going to happen.
Unless everybody runs into the goalpost coming out of the new,
okay.
New locker room.
I mean, listen, dog fans, I don't want to be that guy, but I've looked at all the information.
I don't, honestly, you know what? Normally,
it's not going to happen.
Normally, when you start doing your Nostradamus stuff, and I go, yes, there. You know what? I'm with you. There's no way in God's green earth that Georgia is going to lose this
game. Where's my bell?
Game.
Bo, did you take it?
And Bo,
this is genius.
Bo
that's
is shaking
to the
his head
right now.
I'm just telling you,
this is genius.
This would be one of the greatest upsets ever, and it's never going to happen.
And this one would not bother me in any way, shape, or form. So if you're going to use your Nostradamus powers, by all means, use it on this game.
You know, I love it though. Here's the deal: even when I don't use the Nostradamus powers, people right. blame me. It's amazing. If I had all this damn power, I'd be in Vegas, guys.
Hey, Mike and Carl, can I call you Carl? Did you know that the Minutemen of UMass? They are the fourth oldest program currently in the FBS.
Okay.
How about that?
All right.
Now, I told Ben Cleveland that just the other day. You know what he said?
What?
He was sleeping. He was bored. That's certainly what you're going to have to worry about, that they don't do what the Falcons did and look past UMass.
Yeah, I don't know, Bo. I don't know if that's Ray Goff or if that's Coach Kirby Smart. Either way, you get the
gist.
Well,
I do a better Goff because, you know, Ray is just, hey, Carl, can I hit you with one of my boots? Anyway, back to you.
All right, man. Listen, we're not disrespecting the Minutemen.
Well, actually, we're totally disrespecting
the Minutemen. Okay, so we're disrespecting the Minutemen. If the Dogs show up and handle their business, they will be fine.
Come and get your check. Get the hell out of here.
All right, guys, coming up, we'll hear more from our defensive coordinator. What's Bruce Irvin talking about? And who you want to win tonight, Green Bay or Seattle, as they are in the mix as well. Tonight, somebody won't be.
That's a championship practice. That is how you practice.
We're talking about practice.
I put just as much emphasis in practice as I do in the game.
It is Dukes and Bell. Quick reminder, join 92.9 The Game this Friday at Twin Peaks. That's us, 2-7. Plus, have our Hey Man Al. It'll be on draft. It'll be on tap. There is plenty. We will not run out. I've been guaranteed.
Yeah, Dutch called the Coney, so there's extra kegs on their way. So tomorrow, we'll drink some ice cold Hey Man. Hang out with us.
And we invite you to come hang out. Head out to 929thegame.com on the website for the full list of stores that carry Hey Man Al.
Sorry to interrupt you, no, Craig. Bro. Craig just got in my ear. Said, and remind the ladies that are out there listening that I will be there. So CCV.
Oh, you're coming out, Craig?
Yeah, so again, if there's any women out there, middle to upper income, who would like to buy guys dinner and drinks and perhaps maybe fly them for a trip somewhere.
Is that,
cruises.
Is yeah. it, oh, wow.
Craig will be at Twin Peaks tomorrow with us.
Is that, how you start the conversation, by the way?
So are you upper to middle income?
Well, Craig actually asks for a W-2 when he first meets a woman. It kind of breaks the ice more.
I will tell you, that's how they operate in Dallas. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Real quick, I got to share this with you, and then we're going to get into this this game and who you're rooting for. I tweeted this out today, and I don't know if this is just me, as I said, but Mike, why is it? Maybe it's me, and I go to McDonald's, and I want some fries, and every time I roll up, and I go, I want some fries, and they always, I'm serious, every stinking time, sir, you're going to have to pull up. We'll bring them out to you. Why is the fry machine always down, or there are no fresh fries when I want them, right? So I've gotten a ton of responses, and here's what I'm getting from some of the guys, which makes me laugh. There's a guy named Bobby Mall who follows us. He says, you still eat McDonald's? Yes! Like the billions and billions of people around the planet.
Who doesn't still? I'm still a chicken nugget guy, man. What's wrong with you?
And then this guy, Decatur Joe, made me laugh because he goes, and then they tell you, just pull up and wait, and then they still bring him out cold. And he's right.
I got to be honest. The last time I had McDonald's was over off of Ponce, the ones between Ponce and North Avenue. And it was. And it literally, and you feel like you're an adult timeout when you have to pull up in the drive-thru. I had the top down on the Batmobile, and you're sitting here like an idiot. Like, you're an adult timeout as everyone else is just coming. Like, what, are they getting fries? Am I the only guy who got the fry? I lost the fry lottery. What the hell is this?
It's unbelievable. So I just want to acknowledge some of our folks. But, like, it's not just me. Obviously, other people experience this all the time. So I got to give a big shout-out to one of our other Twitter followers who says, and the milkshake machine is always down.
That's a given.
He's right. Yeah. It's only when you want one. You can go to McDonald's five times this week. It'll be fine until you order that milkshake.
You know what? I have to agree with you right there, buddy.
All right. I'm just putting it out
we
there.
We enjoy the product, and even though we will go through these hassles and delays to get your product, it is something that needs to be tightened up.
All right. You guys can hit us up. Let us know. Then Nick's like, first world problem. Shut up, Nick.
Yeah, you know what, Nick? Screw you. Like, you never waited in a drive-thru? It's enough out of you.
404-741-0929. I just wanted to point that out because it's the most nerve-wracking thing. Hey. Why is the fries never ready?
Now, while we're talking about food, because, you know, I think we're going to be winding up with a fast food question for our game winner here in about 4 hours' time, so stay tuned for that. But just real quick, while we're talking about guys doing the job, walking down to work today on Peachtree, and there's a Jimmy John's, which is right next to like Fido over here in Midtown. I walk in there, and the dude was making sandwiches. He works the register with one hand. He runs my credit card. You know, I'm doing processing me. And the sandwich is out, a turkey tom with extra meat in 20 seconds. It was, like, amazing. Dude's talking to me. He's like, it's almost like he's got octopus arms or something. Next thing you know, I was like, there's your sandwich, bro. I'm like, that was freaky fast. So hats off to those dudes.
Normally it takes eight people to make a sandwich like that. Well, hey, at least you got service.
Right on.
Who's going to get served tonight, Mike? Is it going to be Green Bay or is it going to be Seattle? Tonight's game between these teams is a must-win for both teams, guys. And, we mention it again because the standings. All right, so I want to go around the room because Bo and I were going back and forth earlier about this. And Bo was like, I'm not sure who I'm rooting for. If you're a Falcon fan, who are you rooting for in this game tonight, Bo?
I think I'm pulling for Seattle.
Why?
Because Green Bay has Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers is an X factor who can always make his team slightly better than they are, really better than they actually are, and they can get them to the playoffs. But we play Green Bay, so if we're a playoff team, we're going to have to go through Green Bay and beat them and knock them out. So that scares me with Seattle because you don't play them, and then conference record would come in, and then you could go with, you know, the teams that you've played, that you've both played together. So I really don't know still. I'm, the jury's out.
All right. So that's a confusing take. CCV, other than looking for chicks, what do you got?
I was just going to see, man, I can't take y'all nowhere. I was going to say Seattle. Yeah, I want them to lose. That's the team I want to lose because, like you said, you don't play them. Mm. So that's the one thing we can't control is their losses. So yep. Let them rack up those losses.
As Bo kind of mentioned, Seattle wins a tiebreak over Dallas on head-to-head percentage. Again, more games to be played. Packers had that tie with the Vikings. That's what's got them ahead of us.
How do you view ties, by the way? As an L? How do you view a tie? Seriously.
I mean, I still think, you know, the NFL doesn't want games for players. I mean, player safety means so much to them. Now we're going to turn around and play a game in 3 nights, and now they're going to play this Thursday night game where nobody's 100%. That's the ruling on it. Rich McKay will tell us more about that later. I don't know, man. What are you going to go to, like, shootouts like the NHL? Your field goal kicker shooting from 50? You know, I don't know how you want to, you know,
I hate, in this situation, I hate ties. Only because, like, in the standings, how it's viewed.
Right. It is a monkey with the wrench. But, I mean, you know what? I'm going to go with, I want to see Seattle win. Logic being that Seattle's going to trip up later on. Seattle's who they have left on their schedule. Panthers. Ooh, you know what? Ooh, we need them to beat the Panthers, too. 49ers, Vikings, 49ers, Chiefs, Cardinals. So they got some tough games, especially if you consider if the Vikings getting healthier now. They've also got Kansas City in a dial-a-score type affair. So I'm going to go with Seattle to beat Green Bay, knock Green Bay out, under the thinking that Seattle's going to trip up anyway.
All right, guys, what do you think? Again, you can text us on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929. Here's the bigger thing, I think. We get an interesting game on a Thursday night.
Right.
And this is what I love at this time of the year. It's also why I love the flex. You know, the NFL being able to flex games, the ones that we care about and the ones that matter. But this one is going to be interesting. And I think, you know, neither team is going to be laying down, Mike, because they know whoever loses is pretty much done. You still have six games or whatever left. But you know, mathematically, your chances of making the playoffs become very, very slim.
And we're having fun with this because of our very slim chances, too. It's a moot point if we can't handle our business against Dallas on Sunday. So let's make sure that we obviously get it done. I mean, the Cowboys game, and we talked a lot about their defense, which is a lot better than people think. Is it Vander Esch, the kid they drafted out of Boise State, because Sean Lee can't stay healthy? He's making plays. Randy Gregory, who you and I remember, we had him in studio when he came out for the draft, and he's had a very circuitous route to get back to being a starter with all the issues he's had off the field. But they got some young guys that can get after it. I just hope, much like the Cleveland's young guys, that our offensive line will be up to the task, you know, keeping these guys off of Ryan.
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, as much as we talked about, I think it was the offensive line going into the Redskin game, and we were concerned because, again, Garland was being thrown in there, and then we ran the ball like crazy. We had a great game against the Redskins. Not as much against the Browns.
Hey, let's hope we make the wild card go to Washington in our first game.
Well, you feel good about that.
I just tell you, man, that's a team which – you realize the Bucs, we talked about it on Monday, 500 yards of offense, and they couldn't get a touchdown against the Reds. I mean, I guess that's one way you look at it is bend, don't break. But that's a defense I think if we go up against again, we'd have the same result.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Listen, at this point, I mean, and I know it's so hard because you start thinking, all right, who would you like to see if we are able to get to the plus? I don't even care at this point. I just want to get there. I just want to find a way to get there. And I've said this, as critical as we've been about Coach Quinn, and last week was a debacle, if we find a way to get back to the playoffs, Mike, or get into the playoffs, this is his best coaching stint.
Right.
Period. You know, the Super Bowl year, no one will tell you that was expected. You didn't believe that we'd have a top seven all-time offense in the history of the NFL. That was, you know, kind of one of those things that just kind of it avalanched, right? Mm-hmm. It kind of took off on its own. But with the injuries and the way things have played this year, if we get to the playoffs, hands down, Coach Quinn, this is his best coaching job.
Yeah, I mean, I know that we're all trying to wrestle with what happened in Cleveland. As we all told you on Wednesday when we were up at the branch, the only station, by the way, broadcasting live at Falcons, is you got to move on. You got to turn the page, and apparently they're having good practice. Marquand's happy with it. By the way, D-Led today, who also joined us yesterday from the AJC, he got to see Debo today, and apparently, according to D-Led, Deion Jones moving well.
Ooh.
Running and looking good without any kind of noticeable limp or anything today.
Sounds like he's playing to me, Mike.
Well, it's only Thursday.
He's going to play.
There was a gleam. There was a glimmer when we were at his locker. When I asked him for that percentage, he goes, give me a percentage, which is a stupid question, but I was just trying to get something.
No, it's legit. You know,
75-80%. He's like,
Close.
I don't know. I got a feeling he's going to go.
I hope he does.
Squid Billy shaking his head. All right. Well, you know what? Then either way, it's misdirection to get the Cowboys trying to figure out what we're doing.
All right. Let me ask you this. Just think about this for a second. If you knew your playoff life depended on having Debo back as the coach, wouldn't you push him to play?
Can't mess with a man's health, Carl.
Okay.
But you got to, I mean, but this is the NFL, man. I mean, everybody's got to play with a little pain.
I mean, Mike, to me,
easy for them to say. We're sitting here in a studio on a nice soft chair.
And the heat is on. The Green Bay game means nothing
if you don't win Sunday.
Right.
So I'm not saying Coach Quinn is doing that, but really that's the decision.
Hey, man, we got an NFL blitz to get to. We got plenty more to dive around. Remember Luke Kuechly?
Yeah, man.
You know, the neck injury and all that? Is a device he's using that some people say is maybe the way to combat concussions. Other guys say it's witchcraft.
I can't wait to hear about this next on Dukes and Bell.